Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So Lydia says, "Oh, he's dating these 29-year-olds. Well, what's he doing with me?" He's being on TV. He's being on TV, you old witch. That's what he's doing.
Wow.
Oh, sure, I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise, we're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise, have you heard of polyamory? I swear that I can see forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm.
Fade it, Gary. Wonderful, it, wonderful. Gary.
It ain't hard to figure out.
Wow. A lot of little truth talk from Poodle.
It ain't hard to see what he's doing here. And probably Nicole's ex, what's his name, cooked it up.
That too. Hurts, but it's true. Wow. Wow. That's hurtful to hear.
As Darcy says, it's hurtful to hear.
I really hear.
No one could do a kind of truth that slaps you in the face like an old fish like Darcy.
No one.
Well, that's true. It's hurtful to hear.
Woo.
It's Lip, y'all. It's Lip season 3, episode 4. No scrubs.
No scrubs.
Scrub. What was this title from? Is it with
the
is
song,
it the Nicole
the huge
no scrub? I'm aware of the song.
Oh.
Because they're usually double entendres. Was it that April wasn't wearing scrubs anymore?
I think it's April and Valentine. Because because she's
maybe she's afraid of scrubbing everything.
She doesn't want a freeloader. Yeah, I think it's April. Because this was a very April and Valentine heavy episode. We only had 4 couples this season. And y'all, we just got a drop of Before the 90 Day.
The B90 trailer is out and it is not disappointing.
Jingle, I want that dick, Jingle.
Jasmine. Thank you for giving me a new fedora. I'm very excited about this one.
I hate your new fedora, but I love your new fedora, Gino.
You would like it, baby, don't ya?
It's going to be great, y'all.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yes, man.
They have someone who is deaf. traveling to another country. They have, they didn't show it in the trailer, but they have a woman who's in, dating another woman.
I haven't seen that, but that was wasn't in the trailer.
Trans person.
We have a Tariq and Hazel Volume 2.
Yeah.
A man going to Thailand.
And we have a Love in Paradise. I think we have a Frankie and Abby and Gabby Volume 2.
I thought that too. We already have a catfish.
Yeah, we have a catfish.
This guy found her escort page. And it does feel like there's enough cuckoo crazies to make me happy. Oh. I'm just happy to see Gino and Jasmine, honestly.
It feels like a hug from it someone who smells like old SpaghettiOs and is a bit toxic, but a good hug.
B90 always feels like coming home to me. That's where we started.
It's where we started, y'all. It's how we got into this shit
started
show.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
It's true.
Remember when I said that and I had to tell you that was Drake?
Yeah. It's fine.
And you still can't name a Drake song?
No. Canada?
That's surprising.
I don't know. Maple Leafs? I don't know what he sings.
Anyway.
I don't listen to that type of music.
But it's on like top 40 stations everywhere.
Well,
like,
you don't know a lot of country hits. That you don't listen to that.
But when you go in a store or when you watch a television show.
I think he does that song. This is a moment. We got a lonely.
No, that's not okay. Him.
I don't know that. Maybe that's Pit Dog. Pit Bull. I don't know. I don't know anything about rap.
Way to completely make our audience feel
it's like it. It's like someone I was telling someone that because I got tickets to see Beyonce in LA for her birthday show, so the night of her birthday in September, and one of my friends said, "Oh, maybe Jay-Z will come and do like a Jay-Z because it's her birthday night."
You're like, not familiar with anything he's ever done.
Don't know a Jay-Z song from my life.
Come on, like you at least know New York State of Mind.
I'm in a New York state of
mind. No, that's Billy Joel.
Hey, New York. I don't know.
We need to move on.
Yeah. So
before I feel like the whole podcast is completely culturally irrelevant.
I'm just, again, not my mom. No, yeah.
But you're in the world.
Eh.
Any announcements before we jump into this?
I think we just want to, let's see, y'all coming up, this is the second week of May, so very soon we're going to be getting Selling Sunset. It's going to be dropping.
No, we've got it, right? We're just going to be dropping it on the 17th.
Yeah, next week on the 17th.
Or 18th, I'm sorry.
If you need to bone up, you don't have to, but if you want to bone up on past seasons, now is the time, sissies, because it's coming like a runaway train.
I think if you watch it, you won't know what you did without it. I think you will find it delightful. It is mindlessly stupid.
Yeah, it is.
And for some reason you can't stop watching it, and you will find yourself feeling strongly about the characters.
You will.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
You'll wonder how Heather can get out of a rain shower. She may die like a turkey who's looking up.
She almost drowned twice.
Yeah. But there's wonderful things on the show. You will marvel at the existence of Christine Quinn, a large flightless bird.
Yes.
And then you will cry when she goes away, which she did this season.
She did. She did go away this season.
She is a psychopath.
She is. Yes.
To be fair.
Thank you all for your response to our Lindsay interview. You loved it. We appreciated that. We had a great time with her. I love that she also butt dialed us on Instagram and said, sorry, butt dial. Everybody happens to everybody.
She's working third shift, y'all.
Not just you, Jordana. Not just you. Anyway, I think that's about it. Y'all are getting excited about Poodle's Eurovision Corner on May 10th.
Yes.
So.
Ooh, y'all, Eurovision, I'm already obsessed with the Swedish song called Tattoo. I'm obsessed. You're not going to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
It didn't last time either.
It was like I was speaking a different language has never been invented before.
It's okay. It's when you go into that, it's when I plan my grocery list. So it's fine.
I'm so excited for those of you who have said, I can't wait to this. This is my favorite thing all year. I'm very excited. And those of you who could care less, I understand that too.
It's still entertaining.
It's so good, y'all. Eurovision's so wild. Oh.
You just really, I feel like you are someone who should really be a judge on the show like that.
Oh, I would be. Yeah, I should be. Yeah.
But although I think all the weirdness of that show, the thing is, I don't think you would be in a cult, but if something was crazy enough and kind of fascinated you, I feel like you could get it. So I feel like if you got into Eurovision, then you would get really weird.
Weirder than I am.
Yeah.
But y'all, it's got everything. There's already crazy shit from the Germans, a song called Blood and Glitter. Okay. It's what you'd expect. The Italians are doing what they normally do and nominating a hot guy from like 5 years ago to sing a hot song. He'll probably take his shirt off. The Swedes are going to be killing it like they normally do. The Ukrainians are going to, the reigning champs are probably going to do something kind of ethnically, they always ethnically forward for their sound. Someone will do some kind of Balkan anthem where they're just kind of wailing like this. And then the UK people are going to kill me, but they'll phone something in by doing something awful again. And the Irish will always, sorry, Ireland, you will always deliver something ridiculously like a saltine cracker. Sorry.
Wow.
I liked last year's Irish thing, but... And Spain will probably do something with a matador. It's almost always.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm very excited.
Wow.
Wow. Can't wait to see what Slovenia submits.
Wow. Did they have a Eurovision like for South America? Because it's just Europe. So is there
anything? Euro. Yeah.
There's nothing really like it. It really is.
No, there's not. It's the song contest. It's literally, but the world watches it. Like the whole world, South America watches, Antarctica watches,
those penguins are tuned in.
Basically, there are two events that bring the world, well, you could say the Olympics too. There are three events that bring the world together: the Olympics, the World Cup, and Eurovision. Those are the three.
I was going to say Scandoval.
That's definitely the reality TV world.
Oh, Pete, I mean.
That is airing now. And we're, by the way, we are not covering that as a Bicurious. I'm taking our hat out of the ring because I don't have to explain to Maddie who everybody is for an hour.
And honestly,
there's so many shows that are going to do it better than us.
I mean, I just don't think, I was listening to a little Instagram thing. I just don't think you're better than Ben and Ronnie talking about that show.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, they're just perfection. They're hilarious.
Also, Cara Berry's doing it from Everyone's Business from Mine. Yeah. Everyone who does Bravo is talking about it.
Yeah. Ryan Bailey's doing it. Ryan Bailey's, he's doing it.
Well, he had such, he was friends with Sandoval for a long time. Went to go see a lot of shows. Did mushrooms at one.
Wow. I don't want to see Ryan Bailey on mushrooms.
That's when he was calling me later on, wondering what I was doing, saying, right, you up.
We got it. We're going to move on. Let's talk about Jessica and Juan, shall we?
She's sick, y'all.
She's sick, y'all, because she's pregnant.
She's pregnant. She says, this trip is very different. Normally, Juan's just banging my brains out, and I'm thinking, God, I'm glad my children aren't here.
Yeah. Now, Juan says that she got baby fever right after they got engaged. So this wasn't unplanned. This was a planned pregnancy. So that leads me to a little bit, I feel like the storyline's a little bit of fraudacity.
I don't think they have problems. We did bring up one problem later on, a big problem, a cheating problem, But also, this kind of this was the big thing in their story this week. She had a miscarriage scare, and he said, "I felt completely useless being out on a cruise, not being able to talk to her or mm-hmm. comfort her." And he probably is not going to be able to be there for the birth because the K-1 visa won't happen. I'm kind of wondering why. I have a feeling this was a finalist for Night at Fiance, and they kicked it into the Love in Paradise corner.
Possibly.
It just feels that way to me. It wasn't interesting enough to be Love in Paradise or to be Night at Fiance.
Or dramatic, yeah. Dramatic.
Yeah, enough, and so yeah. They kicked it into the dustbin of Lip.
Possibly. Possibly.
I also don't find her interesting enough to lead. And I think she's perfectly nice, but I don't find her interesting enough to,
I think they both seem kind of normal.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's a nicer way to put it.
I don't have a vibe that, and you know, I would be all for saying, but I don't think he gives me the vibe that he cheats on her.
I didn't get that either.
God, why would I cheat on someone? Oh God, yeah, I'm Tom Hanks. I don't cheat on people. God.
Again, I still don't get it. Well, I still don't get that impression.
I've had a lot of positive feedback, and I want to thank you for three people.
Four of you.
Three people that messaged me.
So she's worried also the baby's going to be early because Dayton, the other gay porn name, was early. And he says, I'm helpless on the cruise when I'm out there. And you know what? You're also helpless around, supposedly, according to her friend Megan. Other women.
Dun, dun, dun.
And because Megan and Jess are basically saying when they're playing with, he's playing with the kids. Megan's like, well, the last time I talked with him, I was yelling at him and I was texting him all shitty things. And, because it seems like a woman, this is a little weird. I'll ask you, what yes. would make a woman who hooked up with a man on a cruise, on a bartender on a cruise, Instagram their girlfriend and say, yeah, we hooked up. Just thought you should know. I guess I was thinking, what's the motivation there?
You know, pardon me, my first thing is like, because they're on TV, but they didn't know these people were on TV.
No.
So I think you're thinking like a rational human being. And you just have to remember, yes, there are a lot of great people in the world, but y'all, there's a lot of motherfucking trolls.
Yeah.
So I think it's you're not computing it because we don't think
I'm
that
a lovely
way.
Person.
No, you're terrible, but you're not a troll.
I am not a troll.
There's a difference. Y'all, you can be a terrible person, and then a troll is actually four or five levels under that.
I agree, and I would fuck the bartender, but I would by no means Instagram someone and say, hey, I fucked your man. That's not my style.
No. Now, would I message someone and say, hey, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I didn't realize that this guy was engaged or da-da-da. He cheated on me or he cheated on you, blah, blah, blah. But this was totally like, I knew you were... Basically, I would never message someone and say, yeah, I knew you were together anyway and I fucked him anyway because I could. What an asshole.
I don't know if she did that, but maybe that was the case.
He gave that vibe, but it wasn't clear.
I wouldn't do it even if I found out later because it's not my business. It's not my business.
So if you had sex with someone and then you found out
they were married?
They were married.
All in a day. All in a day. You move on.
Wow.
All in a day. You know what? It's not my fucking business. It's between them and their partner. Because you know what? If I get involved in it, I can see them like coming for me. I stay out of shit like that. I've learned my lesson. Yo, you think it's a good idea to be a third, but it ain't. I'm going to say that now.
Yeah.
It's not a good plan. Now, you can be a third if you live out of state. But if they're able to pop in on you, it is not a good plan, okay? Tongue pop. Well,
That was not bad. Not to call the kettle a slut, but you also need to have good boundaries with that kind of stuff. And you also, if you are in a couple and you want to pick a third, don't pick a third who likes to push boundaries.
Totally agree with you. Yep. Y'all, it's going to get, unless it's handled exquisitely, it's going to get so messy. I'm just going to tell you.
If you give Poodle a boundary, he's going to push it.
Maybe. Now, Juan does say, she confronted him and says, when she went to go see him after this, I can only imagine how that went. And she said, well, he denied it, but he did say, I led her on. So, what does that mean? Now, he's a bartender.
It means he's a bartender. That's
exactly
it. That's all it means.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
Because she says later, I know he has to flirt with his job. I'm like, no, that is his job. Anybody, yes, you can
his
be a
job is making fuck eyes at women.
Yes, you can be a mixologist with a really fun wax tattoo or a mixologist
with
a woman with a cool haircut and tattoos. All of that's great. Yes, you can make a really cool drink. But your job is you fucking talk to people and make them feel
and
like they belong there.
Fuck you.
I was going to say belong there. Yeah. You say fuck. Okay.
Difference.
You and I, see, I meet bartenders and I end up talking to them about their lives, their girlfriend, their boyfriend. And then we end up like talking about hobbies. I don't think you have the same conversation that with bartenders that I do.
No, I'm like, show me your dick.
Okay.
And can you stir my drink with it?
Wow.
Later on, she says, I went to see him later and came back with a little Colombian souvenir. Didn't like those choice of words there, maybe. Maybe we could have been a little more sensitive.
A little bit more.
Yikes, but she is from Wyoming, so what are you going to get?
What are you going to get?
He has to have self-control in an environment where women are throwing themselves at him crazy. He is going back in 2 weeks out on the cruise, and Megan with a G-I-N, which doesn't enrage me as much as I thought it would. It still kind of tweaks me, though.
Never seen
that
spelling.
Is going to have a talk. I'm sure it doesn't really totally bother me.
I want to pronounce it Majin.
Majin. Mm-hmm. Majin.
Jen.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm a little desensitized at this point with names. I think I would have more problem if it was Megan, M-E-G-O-N.
Yes.
Or Megan, M-U-G-U-N. Megan.
Maybe.
Megan, I don't know. Fuck it. Who cares?
Well, and why is because they thought she was having a scare and he couldn't be there. So he said, I felt so helpless. I mean, these are very.
I don't think they have problems.
These are very normal.
I'm telling you, I think this was like a fourth runner up and they kicked it into the Lipton. They just kicked it in that little side, the runner up thing.
Well, Majin, the nanny's like, I'm going to talk to him before I leave about cheating.
About the cheating. Because I think she's cheating. Is she her best friend? Is that what that was?
Or I think her best friend, yeah.
Or her sister. I can't remember. She's got an enormous paw print tattoo that I can constantly stare at and wonder why it was there. I just thought it was like a college mascot thing. Like it might have been like Tiger or something like that.
I wish in retrospect that I would have
gotten your dog's paw print,
like stamped Sophie's paw print and then got it on me when she died. I wish
on your face tattoo.
I'd probably do it more on my neck. I think that'd be cooler, kind of hotter.
Yeah. Real cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just a college mascot.
Maybe.
Go Dogs! Or Tigers or something like that.
Sucks if your mascot's an anteater.
You just got a big old, looks like a big old dick. Just a big, big old like, snout.
Long snout on you.
That's what the Irvine, UCI.
Yeah.
Zot, zot, zot.
I don't get that. Zot. Okay.
That's their, that was their thing.
Is that what an anteater makes noise? They go zot?
I don't know. I've never come in contact with one.
I've never met an anteater.
We need to move on.
We need to move on. Let's talk about Lydia and Scott.
Escott and Lydia. Escott.
Escott.
Y'all, Nicole finally shows up and shows out. She is acting as her mother's henchwoman.
Yes.
Laughing maniacally.
Literally, sans, she has everything but a hump in her back, y'all. Really. Truly.
She's brace free. I assume she can put those back in to whenever she needs to talk to people to get more money out of them. Nicole is there to translate, and both Lydia and Nicole are just acting like teenage girls. And the thing is, y'all, they're enjoying this. Both of them are having fun with this idiot. That's why I don't feel sorry. I don't feel sorry for him, and I don't feel sorry for them. But it's kind of fun watching them punish him.
I enjoy it because he has no. I don't know if he actually watched The Family Chantel.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
I don't know what you're up against.
I think maybe he just probably watched. Maybe he saw. But you know, their season of 90 Day Fiance when they were on and happily. Those were several years ago.
Yeah. They didn't reach their full flower of evil until Family Chantel.
How could you... Again, they won't ever talk about it on the tell-all, but you wonder if they watched it or not. Oh, by the way, that actually reminds me. Some of you are confused. Y'all, next week of Toe, they're doing an hour episode of Toe, then an hour tell-all. So some of you are going, wait, there's a tell-all next. So they are still going to wrap season up. So it's a two-hour episode, just one-hour show, one-hour tell-all, and then we're going to get two more additional
two
tell-alls.
More tell-alls. Anyway. Two-hour tell-alls.
Yes, that is the schedule.
So Escott shows up in his douche glasses. And before we go into this interview, we should probably take a break.
Oh, yes.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Why did you and your last wife get divorced?
Well, you know, sometimes people don't, things don't work out. You drift apart. She was my high school sweetheart.
Oh,
you know?
Yay!
And that we just, you know, went separate ways. It just happened, mm-hmm. you know? But we had kids together, so that's great. Yeah.
Kids!
Yeah. Do you just repeat everything I say?
Yes. Okay. she's just like there just punctuating everything. She knows she's so fucking messy. And like she knows, y'all, she's got her questions written down. Did you see them?
But they're not her questions, because when Lydia said in her talking head, "I wonder who helped her with the questions." She literally evil laughed.
Yeah. Oh, Lydia did all this. And the funniest thing, and she basically says, I drew it down, I love this messy bitch. And so he's been divorced for 10 years. And say, like, how many girlfriends after? And this is the thing I thought of. And I had to stop myself by acting rationally. This is not serious, even though they're trying to make it sound like it's serious, because they've met one time. Why does she get to hear all of this backstory? And why
none is of her
he
fucking
accountable?
Business. Yeah, it's none of their
business.
It's
none of your fucking business.
But you also get triggered when people ask, how many people have you slept with?
Yeah, because it's none of their business. And he says, more than 10. He's like, I don't feel the need to give a specific body count. He's like, less than 100. He's like, and she's like, more than 100? For him, it's probably not over 100.
You guys, good for you if you slept with more than 100 people.
But I'm just saying, he doesn't want to say that because he still wants to feel like he's like a big virile man. And I wrote down, they're just fucking with him.
They're 100% just fucking. Lydia doesn't care about him at all.
And then Nicole's like, did you send a Colombian woman? 17,000. She even has the records. And Lydia's sitting there like, yes, my darling.
And then and then we find out, then you really don't feel sorry for Scott, because y'all, you realize this is Scott's MO of just courting women from other countries, because he's got probably some like little fetish thing and just paying. Yep.
This is the segment that I like to call, but what about my money? So you sent this Colombian woman $17,000. So where's my money?
I'm shocked.
It sounds ridiculous, but y'all, that's who these two women are.
Yes. Yes. Because Lydia wants to know, where's her money?
Where's her money? He gives her the purse that he says,
it really hurt because my mom helped me pick out a purse, and it it was very personal. And that at one point, she says, she looks inside the purse and she's like, when you get a purse.
Pete, you don't do that. She looks inside the purse, y'all. Go ahead.
When she looks inside the purse, she's like, in this country, it's very important when you give someone a purse, it has money, it's good luck.
Yeah, I don't think that's the tradition.
I'm not sure if that's the tradition in DR.
Come at
us,
sissy. If it is DR sissies, I feel like that's maybe their tradition. Like, you know, we all have our own traditions, but it's not.
I have a feeling Lydia could shake a purse and tell how many dollars are in that purse.
What is that from? Is that, sir? Is that what King John would do
from Robin Hood?
Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Also, that purse was from fucking Ross. That was not a cute purse.
No, it was not cute.
That was a cheap, gross purse. They looked at it like it was a dead rat, too. They both went, oh!
They kind of looked at it like, oh! And they laughed at it after. Y'all,
He's, I can't,
God, they're horrible people.
I don't feel sorry for him, but I am going to enjoy watching them torture this man.
You know what? This is it. It's both things are true for me. I don't feel sorry for him, but I do feel sorry for anyone that is in the same vicinity as Lydia and Nicole.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Because it's going to go rough.
Shall we move on to April y Valentin?
Yes.
And y'all, if it wasn't in evidence last time we saw them, girl needs major OCD therapy.
She admits it. She actually admits it, though. At least she's like, she fully admits, like, I'm not like most doctors. I understand that so I go, okay, but you're a doctor, so you actually know there are methods
and
things you can do to actually help with this.
And this is debilitating. This isn't the kind of thing where you can kind of learn to pass. This takes up a huge time in her life.
Yeah.
We're going to see some of that. He
is so fucking
He
cute.
Is so hot. He's definitely he's the hottest really, guy this
he's
season.
He's really cute, yeah.
I
think Tom Hanks is cute too. I think, okay, now we know. Who do you think has biggest dick on Lib?
It's not a question. I don't know. We haven't seen
seen
Tom Hanks in a bathing suit or underwear, but we saw Valentin in that underwear.
And, we did.
And
you think it's Valentin? You don't think it's Tom Hanks?
I think it's Valentin.
Okay. I think Tom Hanks is girthy. Maybe not. I
agree with
you. Girth. Yeah.
Valentin is the dick, though. Valentin's the white
Scott's
whale.
Scott's had enough steroids or whatever. Like, it's like, what do you call it? An almond in a bird's nest?
No, you know what? It's not a small penis. I disagree. I think it's not bird's nest almond. I do think it is not a pretty penis. It is, I think the head is misshapen, which, you know what? Sometimes you can do a lot with a misshapen penis, but there's no curb appeal. Sometimes there needs to be curb appeal with a penis. I really do believe.
Are you saying curb or curve?
Or curb appeal, like a house.
Oh, okay. Because
you know that house has got curb appeal.
Because you know a dick that curves up has got some curve appeal to
That's
me.
That's true. It's got some curve appeal.
Now, and we're not. We've seen an underwear too. I don't know Valentin. I think Carlos actually probably wins for the show. We saw
Carlos.
Last week in his underwear, and his dick was
basically popping out. I haven't thought about that.
Popping out. Well, because oddly enough, they're the two gay guys, and we don't really sexualize him. Although Carlos looks way better to me with his new haircut.
You mean Valentin? Valentine.
Valentin. I'm sorry. Yes, Valentin. Yeah.
It is a little confusing. We have a Valentin and a Valentine. Valentine with a capital L. Yeah. Now this would be more. This would be less confusing if you can call them. Carlentine.
Yes, which is what we will do.
My Carlentine, I'll take you out on a Sunday buggy ride. My Carlentine. It does feel like, hello, Carlentine. Would you mind coming out where I wear my boater hat?
Who's gonna be the chop?
Somebody's gotta fuck me.
Wanna go to the ice cream social?
Wow.
So meanwhile, we're still working on speaking each other's language. At least Valentin is taking English classes, and she's probably doing Duolingo as we know. It does seem like they have some chemistry between the two of them. Although I wonder, this is interesting, and I want to talk about this. It seems like she's got some issues with cleanliness around sex. Like part of her thinks that sex is really dirty. Because let me clarify. It's the first time in Santo Domingo. She's like, I thought there'd be Miami vibes. Again, no one tried to Google. And okay, when someone wore a gorilla costume, were you terrified?
Well, it reminded me of that Linda Carter at Wonder Woman episode where she ends up, they have a gorilla and they end up teaching the gorilla to be angry and to beat up people and fight people. And every time that episode of Wonder Woman came on, I would hide behind my mama's reclining chair because I was terrified of that gorilla. So yes, it triggered me.
Was it a real gorilla?
No, it was a person in a gorilla costume, but... Even when I watch it now as an adult, when I watch Wonder Woman reruns, I still, part of me goes a little like, ooh, am I in danger?
You watch reruns of that show?
Well, yeah, when I want to feel good about life.
I guess you skip that one.
Well, I don't anymore. You know, I don't think I watched the full episode until I was in my 20s. Well, Wonder Woman went away, and then you couldn't get it. And then finally in college, Time Life did a video. And so every month I got 2 Wonder Woman episodes for 3 years that I paid for on video cassette.
Boy, that they might as well just called that the fag deal.
Yeah, that's true. I was very excited when they did it.
So anyway, this gorilla comes up, and I guess they want money. And he's just staring. I'm sorry, if this happened to me in traffic, this looks like something from Jackass. This would have scared the shit out of me.
But would you give them money, though? Because it's really hot, I bet, and gross.
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
You're coming at me in a gorilla suit.
I don't know. The old mascot in me knows the strife they're going through. It's a hard life being a mascot asking for money.
I don't think this is a mascot. So well, I think you need to start putting your own mascot prejudices.
There's a code if you're going to wear the suit. There's a code. I will say if he talked while he was in the gorilla costume, and if he said anything besides gorilla noises, I would not give him money.
We need to move on because I don't think we're going to see eye to eye on this.
Breaking the magic.
So she does not like this hotel. In the first, and then she walks in and she's like, "Oh, it's nice."
But she does look terrified.
And then we break out the Lysol. And she proceeds to spray everything. And y'all, this is not a Motel 6. It looks really nice inside.
Yeah.
And I wonder if she does this at, yeah. This is hard to say. I wonder if she does this at her resort that she picks.
I think she does it 100%. I think she does it everywhere. Because it's not... She's concerned about the germs because she actually said, "Oh, this is a nice room. You did really good." She just is going to like, which, you know, when before we knew kind of what was happening in COVID and I would have to travel to hotel rooms with my dad or.
I don't think you can compare these two because the scientific authorities were telling us to do that.
Yeah. So. No, I'm not comparing. I'm saying that. I did it in any hotel room because I had a fear. And what I was going to say is that she has a fear, an unfounded fear. So I think she'll do it in the Ritz-Carlton or anywhere.
Okay. I thought she might only do it for the hotel that he chose. Although I think she's done it before.
No, because it's a phobia. And a phobia, yeah, she's going to do it anywhere.
So she brought
her
own pillowcase.
Can you imagine how it smelled with all that Lysol, too?
No, awful.
You would be coughing.
She brought her own pillowcase, and then she says, "Think about all the sex that's happened on this couch."
And I'm leaning in.
She really, she's linking sex to dirty, and it makes me think that a lot of her ideas about sex, maybe those have linked up with the OCD.
Maybe. I mean, when you have sex, you have the sweat
But she mentioned it. She mentioned it twice.
Fluids, and they're all just kind of dripping on you, and it's getting in your eyes, and maybe your beard, and you're slippery and slimy. I'm into dirty sex, I think.
I think you are.
I think I am.
I was trying to be objective, but you can start to see why I go there. She mentioned it twice.
She did. No, I think I think that she is, again, it's classic. She just, again, it's shocking to me that as a medical professional, but also goes to show how much education you have. And again, y'all, as I say all the fucking time on this show, she knows the why and still doesn't want to fix it.
That's what's frustrating about this person. She then refuses to sleep on the sheets. And did she bring sheets? So she brought a change of sheets.
Or they've got new... we didn't know she brought sheets or they had new sheets. But regardless, they had to change the sheets, yes.
So she probably asked for a change of sheets because she wouldn't know if the sheets had been changed.
Yes. Have you ever asked for a change of sheets in hotel
rooms? Absolutely not. But can you
imagine...
No. When I go to a hotel room, I assume the sheets have been changed before I go in there.
Well, one time we went to a speech tournament in Marlow, and it was an overnight speech tournament. And so we had to stay at the Marlow Inn, and there was a used corn cob underneath our bed. And
used?
It was eaten. I'm sorry, or an eaten corn cob underneath our bed. And our speech and drama teacher, Coach Kurtz, Mrs. Kurtz, she's very cheap. And she said, well, I don't have the budget to get a nice hotel because it all goes to the fucking football team, because she always was angry at sports. So with this little, you could barely even open the bathroom door. The tub was dirty, but I requested new sheets because I opened back the sheets and there was just black pubic hairs all in it.
Okay. I don't know. I will tell you this. That's not the rule for hotels.
No, it's not. But so I don't know if the Marlow Inn is still open, but I wouldn't go.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm a little worried you're sowing disinformation here that most hotels don't change their sheets.
No, they okay. No. I think people know that the Marlow Inn was an anomaly.
Okay, I'm just being clear.
I don't think it's a chain.
Would you do that at any regular motel?
No, but I do when I open the sheet. I do just when I get into, before I get into bed, I do open the thing just to make sure the sheets are clean.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. My mom would, that's just what I grew up to. Maybe it's like an old school thing that people, I don't know that this generation.
I just assume, why would my sheets not be changed?
Well, who knows?
Listen though, they take everything out. As soon as you check out, they're not going to make up the bed.
I agree with you, but I still do it.
Interesting. I want to know if you guys do that. Do you just assume they change the sheets? Because that is a thing that is an assumption.
Yeah.
So she's assuming here that no one changed those sheets.
I almost think even further. I think she's, yes, assuming that no one changes sheets. But again, going back to the phobia, she's also probably just assuming that, like, if they are clean sheets, with the way they wash them, like, it's going further. That nothing is going to be as sanitary as when she does it.
That's the thing.
That's a hard life. That's all. Like you said, it's actually a debilitating.
This is debilitating. And so then... She says, if we don't change the sheets, I'm going to sleep in this and all my clothes in a jacket. And that's when I heard, oh, this is not even based. This is a phobia that is not even based in reality.
Valentine says, I love her and all of her craziness. And I went, I don't think you have any idea what you're in for.
That's going to end. It is going to end. Though this is DOA. No one can be with someone who is this extreme, who has not had to, this guy will have to really, really allow so much.
I don't know. I know we should think that they're both in love and all this. Because they look the same age. She looks young. She's 38 years old.
That's true.
So he's 26. I feel like this could potentially work out.
Potential?
Because I kind of feel like he's just in it for the green card and she's just in it for like a young boy toy that, like you talked about last episode, that is very different than the life she was supposed to live.
And when you saying working out, you mean he gets his green card and he divorces her later?
Yeah.
Okay. That's just for clarity.
Well, it's working out for him.
Okay. I think it makes sense now why she says, you know, she's sold us the idea of, I just haven't found a guy. They're just all looking for trophy wives. It could also believe you have a debilitating, mental illness.
She has a mental illness, but also I think someone who says people are just looking for one thing, everybody I date is looking for this, a trophy wife, Well, maybe you're serving trophy wife realness, which she is.
That's a really good point.
And that's why I feel like they would work out, because I don't think this guy really wants to work that hard.
I don't either. And
he wants to have fun. He wants to fuck, and he wants to be taken care of.
I don't feel like these two are on the same page at all, though. I don't know. I can't imagine meeting someone, and OCD is a real thing. I'm sure we have people who are listening now.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
And I would really, really commend you to, this is not something that you want everyone who is with you to have to live with. This is something I'd ask you to work on, because it is affecting everyone in your family. I'll tell you that now.
Yeah. I didn't grow up with anybody with OCD.
Me either.
So,
and people joke about, oh, that's just my OCD. This is OCD, y'all. This is straight up. I guarantee you, she spends 2 to 3 hours a day.
It's sad because she ends the segment basically says, she asked me if he took a shower and he said yes. And she said,
I think he meant earlier today, not just then, but yeah.
That's true. And so we see him in his underwear, y'all, and he's going to nod his dick.
Oh, God, his body's amazing.
It's amazing. But she says, I'm okay to have to have a man, hopefully, that will accept my quirks, but I hope I don't get in my own way. And that broke my heart, because that's probably, honestly, why several of her relationships have failed.
I totally agree with you.
Because she knows she's gotten her own way, and she just doesn't have the tools to fix it. Or not fix it, I don't like that word. To work with it.
To make it better.
And to make it a relationship. Because she's always going to have a relationship with OCD. It doesn't go away, y'all. It's something you have to work on your whole life. And she just feels overwhelmed by it, it feels like.
But you can control it. There are ways you can have a therapist who gives you the tools mm-hmm. to do that. And either she decides it's too overwhelming to do that, or she's worried about, I think she's so afraid of changing, because then she would think, well, who am I?
That, yeah, and she's afraid of dying, because a lot of this is just based on the death, fear of death. I mean, it kind of makes sense. She's a doctor. She's trying to help people. Like, she probably literally, I bet she's into things that help her live longer and use stuff.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I think this is just a kook. I think we just gotta, she was sold to us kind of like as attractive, smart, entrepreneur, and then we saw the plane and we went, oh, it all makes sense now.
And yeah, you know, it's, I think it's a line, you know, a lot of people that are those things that are really driven, and you know, perfectionism, you know, you've talked about you're struggling with perfectionism, and I have that too, but not as much anymore, but still, it's like we all talk about that, and I think you've made a good point where people say, "Oh, it's my OCD." No, it's a definite line when it's actually debilitating.
Yeah.
So it's hard to watch, honestly.
It is. I agree. Yeah. It's mostly because
you feel for her, because she seems like a good. I don't think she's a bad person.
I feel for her, but I feel for him more, because I feel like there's nothing. There's no way. They'd have to both do so much work.
I don't know why, but he just gives me like, I don't kind of feel for him, because I just feel like he
gives you scammer vibes.
Yeah, he does.
It's interesting because,
and I don't have a specific reason for that. It's just a feeling I have. It's probably wrong, because y'all know my gut feelings about everybody on this show are usually wrong.
And men in general.
Well, same.
Carlentine. My Carlentine, my Carlentine, gonna take you out in the Model T and ride around and then fuck you in the ass. Well, not fuck you in the ass, not yet.
Okay, y'all. They are in bed, and Carla says, good morning, baby. And Valentine says, hey, last night was fun. And then Carla says, we got to feel more comfortable with one another, and it progressed further than we thought, and we didn't need a dildo.
And I'm like, okay.
I just kind of blinked my eyes like Peter Krause in all those gifs.
Yes, which me want to ask Poodle. Let's play a game. What did
you please brand this the right way?
What?
But it's time for another lightning round.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Of what?
Let's not play a game.
It's a game. It's a lightning game.
Lightning round.
Please
just walk with me in the branding.
Well, it's not. Well, nobody knows us for a lightning. Let's play a lightning game then. A lightning game.
No. You have to say it's time for another Reality Gaze lightning round.
Yeah. Oh, wrong button. Sorry.
Say it verbatim.
We're going to ask what did Carlentine actually do?
Thank you. I don't ask for much, y'all.
You don't ask for much. You ask for a lot.
I ask for specifically branded statements the way I want them.
Well, I like it the other way.
It's time for a Reality Gaze lightning round. The question is,
what did Carlentine actually do? Oh, it went away. Sorry, let me get the music again. I was turning it down and then I turned it off. No, it's fine. We're good. What did Carlentine actually do?
They fingered each other and did like that like they made like an eagle sign with their two fingers or like little bunny foo-foo.
Walking through the forest.
Yes. That's how they fingered each other.
You are correct.
Yeah, they fingered each other. What did Carlentine do last night?
I think they actually motorboated each other to the James Bond theme.
There you go.
What did Carlentine?
The music is still too loud.
I can't get it to turn down. Oh, there we go. What did Carlentine actually?
Ridiculous.
I turned it down. We tested it. What did Carlentine actually do? Oh, that's too quiet. It started turned off. This doesn't work well.
We're never doing background music during this again.
What?
I like it how any spirit of improv I have, because they're literally meteors being thrown at me. I'll tell you what they did.
What did they do?
They, at one point, they toe-fucked each other.
Oh.
With their big toes. And actually put nectarines around their toes, and they're nectarine their assholes. What did Carlentine do last night?
Last night, Carlentine, they performed a PB&J, and that's where you take a banana, you fuck your partner with a banana. And then you peel it, and then you shove it in your mouth, and you say, God, I wish I had some peanut butter and jelly with this.
Okay.
That one didn't work.
That one didn't work. Cut the music. No, stop it. All you have to do is press it again.
There's a lot of pressure to press a lot of buttons.
You need to do better.
There's a lot of, in my defense, we tested the volume before we started, and it was louder than what we tested at. I need you to give me that.
It was. It was
Thank
still
you.
Too loud.
Just want a little validation.
You know, when we do live shows, I tech the shit out of all this.
Yeah.
And I guess we're going to have to get someone else to run our tech.
I'm fine with that. Christina, you're going on the road.
Yeah, Christina, you're going to, yeah. The only thing you need to do, y'all, is besides probably fingering each other, ramming each other, they didn't use a dildo.
They probably weren't fisting yet, were they?
No.
That's really
okay,
soon.
Okay, that is a step. That feels like, fisting feels like a step past penetration.
I've never been fisted, so I don't know.
I haven't either, honestly, if we're sharing.
Well, that's, believe me, Poodle's a share all folk.
And I don't want to shame anyone who's really into it.
No,
do
but
what
you're
you
right.
Do.
It's a fisting is much thicker than a dicking.
That is further down the road. That's like past a couple exits on the gay freeway.
Woo!
There's not many left after that.
There's not.
Yeah.
We find out that Valentine's mother is coming, and I'm here for this.
It's not that I didn't believe it, but the mom is coming. He said at 19, she found out he was gay, and they kicked him out of the house. And she hasn't seen him in 8 years.
Yeah.
It seems like a weird call to get. Hey, I'm getting married in Colombia to a man. Can you come?
After she kicked him out of the house. But he said they built the relationship back up. So maybe they're just closer now. But you also haven't talked in 8 years. So you're not that close.
When? How have you
not talked. I'm sorry.
Seen each other.
Seen one another.
So I guess they've been on the phone.
Yeah.
It just seems like we're missing some details here.
I don't know. He starts crying thinking about it because he's so ready to walk down the aisle with him. And I wrote, I don't know, maybe it's the lack of hair, but Valentine's just pulling on my heartstrings. I thought it was sweet.
He is definitely the more grounded person. And next week, Carlos is going to still want to invite Michelle to that wedding.
Yeah.
And it makes me angry. If that's all you got, Carlos, that you want to invite this girl who you kind of had a crush on, but you never slept with, but you kind of wanted to be with her, Valentine gets a veto. And that would be a veto for me, too.
Do you feel like the longer Carlos's hair gets, the crazier he gets? Like it gives him some type of power?
I think he's absolutely exhausting. I could never be with someone
like
that.
He's a lot. He is the definition of high maintenance to me.
And just dramatic in every possible way, needing to make a big deal out of everything.
And this is someone that got a new apartment with doors so he could slam them whenever he walked out of the room just to get water.
Ooh, boy, there's nothing like a slamming door. We learned to slam doors in our house. Unlike Debbie, who just closed the door and Larissa freaked out on her.
Y'all, this week is the episode. Whoever against the queen will die. It's a good episode.
Who is against the queen will die?
Yeah, I misquoted. Who knew it was all over a wedding dress? It makes sense.
That's true. And it was kind of over John, not necessarily. Yeah. That's all I've got.
All right, everybody. That's all I got, too. We're four. We don't know. There's going to be 10, 11. We don't know how many episodes.
I think there'll probably be. These are only 1 hour. I think there'll be at least 12.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You know the drill. Go to realitygaze.com. If you want to listen to this episode ad-free, you can. On our Reality Gaze Plus, on our Patreon and Supercast at the $8 tier. Commercial-free, ad-free for what, Poodle?
Your pleasure.
For your pleasure. All right, everybody. Go to our Instagram, our TikTok, our Twitter. You can find all that again on our website. And we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
And if you want to see a girl, the prettiest girl, just look at my Carlentine.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.